on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Mark Hunter looking at today's meeting at Kilmore, and Glenny Ingram back with the meeting tonight at Pakenham. Good morning, Mark. You well?
G'day, Michael. Yeah, good, thank you.
Soft six today. The rail's out 3 metres, 400 to 1450 at 5 metres for the remainder. How do you think it'll play today at Kilmore?
I'm hoping that makes it a bit more even. You know, you can get tracks pretty hard to make ground, but I'd say with the soft and maybe some more showers during the day, I'm hoping they can get off the fence and it's a pretty fair surface.
It's been pretty tough work, the Thursday Arvo meetings in recent weeks. What's your overall view of Kilmore today?
Look, again, they're moderate horses, but I think we've found a few winners. I don't mind the last half of the program. So we'll just hopefully we're not broke by 2.59 and we should be able to show a profit the last few races.
All right, hold your fire. Let's get into the first race, which kicks off at 1 o'clock. It's over 1,212 metres, and we can scratch number four. The favourite here is Sisal Pine, maybe, from the Chris Wallace stable at $3.40, having its first start. Vested Interest is at $4. Blixten at $4.60. And $4.80 for another nicely named debutante from the Greg Urell stable, Tyrian, who's flying. Greg Urell's horses are absolutely airborne at the moment. What do you make of these first starters in race number one?
Yeah, I thought Sisal Pine would win. It's had a couple of good jump outs and ridden in different ways. It has shown that it has got speed, so I would anticipate here on debut at 1,200 that it rolls forward, stays out of trouble. And what I've seen at the Flemington jump outs, I think it's too good for a moderate field here to beat number one, Blixton, who bombed the start, ran on quite well last time. It's always shown ability, this horse. Only got the one placing, but always shown ability. I think it's the danger. Eight, Tyrenian, went forward in the jump out, so that's an advantage around this track. It was pushed right out, it trialled fairly, and nine, Vested Interest, too. Hasn't shown a lot, but gets a nice run from the draw. I thought three could win here, 3, 1, 8, and 9.
3, 1, 8, and 9 in the first at Kilmore today from Mark Hunter. The race number two is over 1,462 metres. The scratchings here are 1 and 3. Star in the Mist, Johnny Allen, and Kiramar Dave Eustace combined. It's an even money favourite. Regal Valor, $2.80. Sacra at $6. And then Redabout Road at $9.50. And it was good to see the Emma Lee and David Brown stable have a winner at a big price yesterday as well. The former Kiwis who have made Melbourne home. Star in the Mist, even money. Is that about the right price?
Oh, gee, you're a thrill seeker there. Look, there's two hopes, 5 and 10. I thought number 5, Regal Valor, could win. It's had three starts for three placings. It was a terrific debut. It was probably a bit of a basic third up there at Bendigo, and then it should have won its stall coming from the back and not having the best of luck. It resumes at 1460, but that's no issue for the stable. Get them hard and fit. I liked its recent jump out. It was strong through the line. I think it's a better horse than Star in the Mist, and I think Regal Valor can win to beat number 10, Star in the Mist, who got a chance. It's short odds. It was beaten in that blanket finish last time. I don't think that's very strong form. You can take your pick after that. Maybe number 9, She's Steaming, who whacked away okay at Mornington. And maybe number 8, Sedated Award. On its run 2 runs ago, has got a place chance with a claim. 2 possible hopes for mine, 5 to beat 10, then 9 and 8.
5 to beat 10, only 2 hopes and a bit of value there. Regal Valor, the longer priced of the two at $2.80, the on-top selection from Mark. Race number 3, 1,612 metres. We can scratch 3, 5, 6, 8 and 14. Mick Price and Kent Jr. have the favourite here, Dun Warrior. It's $1.95. Certainly hasn't been a friend of the punters in recent starts. Odds on again. Zafarana is at $3.70. Ecstasy is at $6.50. And then Rivenado at $7. Would you dive back in again, Dun Warrior?
No, I can't see why you'd be encouraged to do that. Look, ran second at Geelong, was every chance and pretty disappointing there at the short odds. Went to Pakenham and was expected to make amends. Obviously had the cardiac arrhythmia. So you forget that run, but even going on the second at Geelong, I couldn't be rushing in at the $1.90 or whatever it is. I'll go for number 12, Zafarana, who looked new on debut, getting back and making some ground at Kyneton. Then led last time, just got beaten by Wiz-Tiz at Stall. That's not hopeless maiden form. I think with 2 runs under the belt, Johnny Allen can push forward here, control the race, and I'll go with Zafarana to win. Prom number 4, Dun Warrior, it's run 2 starts ago, makes it competitive, just poison odds. Devin Rivenado, 1 pacer, will get it over more ground, but gets a good run from the draw. And 11, Ecstasy, who was Money, there was support for this horse last time. It was awful. Gets the blinkers on here for the first time and can get a good run from gate one. 12 to beat 4, 7 and 11.
12 to beat 4, 7 and 11 in race number 3. Race number 4 is over 2,012 metres. It's another maiden. We can take out number 4, which is a late scratching. 11, 12 and 13. Miss Havana Cosmic is the $2.50 favourite. Miss Mucha at $2.80. Hot Footed, $5. Salsa Set is at $8.50. So you can box up the two misses and Hot Footed and Salsa Set for a little omen bet if you like.
Yeah, look, this is an even race. I thought number 7, Miss Mucha, was the one to beat. The worry would be if we get any more rain and we get a track downgrade. That would be my concern here. I think second to Sunday's Best at Cranbourne is the best form in the race. It was on good track. Steps out to the 2,000 metres, but goes forward, gets a nice run. To beat 6, Miss Havana Cosmic, who just walked out, was out the back there last time, whacked home fairly. It should get 2,000 metres, but got to prove it could run it. 1, Bodrum, ran okay at Horsham, should run the distance, gets a cheap run, and 2, Hot Footed, who whacked away okay over the line at the mile. 2,000 metres looks like it will suit for sure. Just the wide gate around Kilmore is never ideal. An even race, happy to watch it, 7, 6, 1 and 2.
7, 6, 1 and 2, but tread warily, race number 6. Now, this is where we start. It's 3 o'clock, it's race 5. It's the first leg of the quarter. Your benchmark 58 over 2,012 metres. Take out 3. Catskill Mountain is the favourite at 3.30. Luna 2, 4.80. Double Delight, also 4.80. Great Ambition, 5.50. More Saturdays, 6.50. It's an even market, but who are you keen on?
I like Catskill Mountain. I think it's not a bad stay. It's a very one-paced, but I thought the first up run was good. It showed good staying ability last campaign. Has got the 63 and gets back around here. Just with a little drag into the race from the 600 at the home turn, if it's close enough, I think Catskill Mountain can grind them down and win here. To beat number 6, Double Delight, mixes its form. It's probably the leader or one of the leaders in the race. It'll go forward, give you a good sight. Has had some racing now. One thing is believing is getting up in trip, has to prove it can run the distance. And 4, Luna 2, who can really mix its form. On its win last time, it's got some hope also. But I think 2 is the most genuine here and the most likely to win, 2, 6, 1 and 4.
2, 6, 1 and 4 in the first leg of the quarter at Kilmore. Race number 6, it's a 58 over 1,212. Scratch number 4, Excelabella, $2.10 from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. Miss Bank Place, $6. And then Rant to Dream Walker at $6 as well. And Zoe May at $6.50. It's a firm favourite here. Do we need a few more rather than the favourite?
You couldn't possibly pin your faith in this horse. Mm. One day it might win and the next day it's gone at the 400 and just drops out. Look, because of the lack of depth in the race, I'll put it on top, Excelabella, but there's no way I trust the horse. It was weak last time. It's just got nothing chasing it, so I suppose it leads for a long way. It's got a good league chance. I think if the rain comes in, number 7, Zoe May, is a real danger. It's trialled well. It showed ability last campaign, often never had much luck in its races. 8, Dream Waker. Given a soft trial, it's on its home track, has handled the wet, can win for sure, and 2, Needlework. Probably needs further, but was unlucky early in its campaign there last time in. It's got some hope also. Don't like the race at all. I'll go 3, 7, 8 and 2.
3, 7, 8 and 2. Race number 6. Race number 7 is a 58 over 1,462 metres. Chatelaine from the Payne Stables, the favourite. Take out 1, 12 and 13. Chatelaine's at $3.60. Kiss Me If You Can, 3.80. Vancouver Lad at $4.80 and Miss Epinay, 5.50. Who do you like in the second last?
I think there are two hopes, and I think this is the best value for the day here. Number 6, Jennifer, who was consistent last campaign, resumed at the 1,200. They sought it forward like they always do, and it just couldn't cope with that at the speed of a 1,200-metre race. So it got out-sprinted, but I thought it fought on well through the line. It's got Alana Kelly here. It's fitter. It gets out the 1,460, which will suit. It handles the soft. It's got Miss Epinay to drag it across, so it'll park somewhere up near the speed. And I think Jennifer's got a terrific chance here to beat number 4, Chatelaine. The obvious danger, it has trialled well. It'll get back in the field. If everything goes right, it'll probably run them down, but we'll need luck from back in the pack. 3, Kiss Me If You Can. Had one run back, went okay. Fitter got some hope. And 7, Miss Epinay. Probably leads. Won a weaker race last time, but it's hard. It's fit. It'll give you a sight in front. I just think it'll get run over late. I think there are two hopes. I think 6 is a terrific value chance. 6, 4, 3 and 7.
6, 3, 4 and 7. So Chenefort at $14, $3.20 the place. A really nice value selection. Race number 7 from Mark. Race 8 is the last of 8. It's a 58 over 1,612 metres. Scratch 6 and 14. And Storm's Colours, in the Storm's Colours, is the favourite at $3. And it was a good push this morning on the Brekkie Club with trainer Anthony Chibnall as well. $4 for Foxy Gal. Baron of Bedford's at $5. And then we're out to $10 plus. So only three under double-figure odds in the last race here, Mark.
Yeah, one out in the quaddie, Michael Lee, number 2, Storm's Colours. It should just win, despite the big weight. It's coming off chasing a Magnetism at Cranbourne and then Acceleration up there in the Cream Cup. It's just got panels on this field. They've made it carry the weight by not claiming, but got Jason Maskeel. You think it's still too good for them. And it's one out in my quaddie to beat number 12, Femme Americaine, who mixes the picnics with TAB Racing. It's going well. It'll be running on. 3, Baron of Bedford. Pretty plain last time. Maybe it's fitter, but, gee, it would want to improve. And number 9, I'll Be Gone. It can mix its form completely. It's got gate 1. It's not hopeless at big odds if it decides to turn up and do its best. But I think 2 will win. 2, 12, 3 and 9.
2, 12, 3 and 9. I love it when you end the meeting with your best bet, Storm's Colours. How do we construct the day?
Yeah, we'll go to the best, race 8, number 2, Storm's Colours. The value, race 7, number 6, Chenefort. The quaddie, we're going this way. First leg, 2 and 6. Second leg, 2, 3, 7, 8. Third leg, 4 and 6. And come home with number 2. Play of the day, I like race 7. I'm going to take the trifectas here. I'm going to take 4 and 6 to come first and second. Field for third. Just flip them around. 4, 6, field, 4, 6.
I like it. Excellent. Have you had an early look to the weekend?
I'm getting through them, but I must admit there's not much. I had a little something on a roughy. I think it's called Kiss and Cry, Nick Kent, 50-1.
Okay. Hey, what about the connection to racing with the doggies? A great chat this morning with Rod Clearer, who you'd know very well, with son Luke making his debut for the doggies tonight. You've got Simon Beasley, who you played with, yourself, now a leading form analyst. Will Hayes, your boy Lockie. It's quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, they must be attracted to the western suburbs, Michael. You've got to scrap and fight when you come from the west, so maybe they all find their way out to the Bulldogs out there.
All right. Well, best of luck for Luke tomorrow. Good on you. Good punting today, Mark. I like that confidence towards the end of the meeting.
Thanks, Michael.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to catch up with Glenny Ingram once again because he is looking. You're right, Mikey? You okay? All right. There's a man down in the studio, but that's all right because we've got winners galore coming up with Glenn Ingram looking at Pakenham tonight. It's a soft 5 at the moment. It's going to be another warmish day for this time of year in Melbourne, so hopefully that may improve even. And we've got the rail out 6 metres. Morning, Glenny.
Hey, Card.
Sorry, I just missed the start of that. You're confident tonight, as you said. How do you think the track will play at Pakenham?
Well, the rail's about 6 metres, but I'm not expecting it to be too leaderish. We've had it out there a couple of times, and it's raced pretty even.
All right, well, let's get stuck straight into it, finding all of the winners. And the first race at Pakenham tonight kicks off at 5:15. There are a few scratchings. The market now has as favourite Sheer Class at $2.10. Take out 6, 7 and 9, which means we're left with a field of 6. And from the Hayes team, Sheer Class is at $2.10. Nick Stars at $3.90. Rigoletto, $5.50. And then Danish Lanes at $7. How do we kick off the meeting?
Oh, it's a wide-open race. There's no stars here and a few with conviction. So I'm going with the Price and Kent Jr. runner in number 1, Mark Wassard, at the odds here. It was, fair to say, it was probably legless first up at Cranbourne. It was slow out, hard-ridden, finished at the tail. But he was really firm in the betting that night, and I just wonder, maybe something went wrong. He gets the blinkers go on here. There's a little bit of rain around, so he could improve on a wet track. To beat the 3 Sheer Class is the short price favourite. Ran really well. He laughed out, just got worried out of it late there with an aggressive Craig Newitt on his inside. I think he's the hardest to beat again. We'll throw in the 8 for third, Nick Starr, who's in with a hope. She goes up to a mile, probably needs to settle a little bit better to show her best at 1,600. And the 2 Rigoletto's been honest, consistent in his 2 runs here. Maybe a softer track helps his cause. My numbers are 1, 3, 8, and 2.
1, 3, 8, and 2. Glenn Ingram opening the batting tonight with a $16 pop in the first, the outsider of the field, to get us off to a flyer at Pakenham. Race number two, this is for the babies, the two-year-olds. It's a maiden, or two-year-old and up, I should say, and it's over 1,400 metres. The scratchings here are 8 and 11. Yaguna from the Hawks stable is the $2.60 favourite. Chromosphere, Peter Moody, resuming from a spell at $6. Game Girl at $6. New Jersey, a debutante from the Mike Maroney stable. I did ask about this. Said it's been a bit of a slow maturer, but does have ability yesterday. $6.50, and then Rupert's Delight out to $8.
Well, we've got the key scratching of the Moody runners here. Now leaves this race wide open. For mine, I've got the 6, Yaguna. Goes on top. He's been very honest. His past couple, he's been beaten by a couple of handy horses. The scratching leaves him the horse to beat here. He'll go forward and take beating. I've got that Maroney first starter in for second, New Jersey. He showed a lot more going forward and wearing blinkers there when his latest jump out at Flemington. So I think he's a good chance. And in for third, I've got the 12 at a bit of odds here. My girl, Zali. I really liked her to do it, Molly. There's not much of her, but she really dug in late there after coming up a bit early. And up to 1,400, I think she's right in the mix. And we'll throw in the 10 in for fourth there. Game Girl. Brave behind a progressive filly in Shandon Bergie last time out. Went to the front and she stuck on well. So my numbers are 6, 4, 12 and 10.
6, 4, 12 and 10 in the second. Race number three, over 1,200 metres. The scratchings here are 8 and 9. Citizen is first up from the Freedman team. It's a $3.10 favourite. Celsius Star, $3.80. Bahama, $6. And then Galathon is the next best in the market at $7.50. Who do you like in the third?
Oh, like the Stokes horse here, Celsius Star, number two, was that wide without cover on DeVille Mornington. I thought he was really good to the line considering. He gets back on home soil here with a good draw. I think he's got to be a great chance. And then Allen gets the late call up to ride to beat the 6, Gurum Guru, who showed really good fight going to the front of Cranbourne last start. That horse that beat him is progressive and would be really hard to beat in this field. Both stable and jockey, Ethan Brown and Greg Arell, are in really good form at the moment. And we'll throw him for third, Citizen, who's set to improve, gelded this prep, two decent jump outs. The winkers go on. Mark Zara is a big plus. I think he's a good winning chance. And the 11, Tuhain, ex-Kiwi, formerly with Jamie Richards, has had no less than 5 gear changes here for Ben and JB Hayes. The jump outs have been okay. I think he's worth watching the market for a lead there. And my numbers are 2, 6, 3 and 11.
2, 6, 3 and 11. Race number 3. Race number 4, over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can scratch 2, 5 and 10. Allison Road for John Sadler is at $2.60. Larry of Arabia, Michael Walker's return ride to the saddles at $4.40. King of Swing, $5.50. Touch of Patience, a debutante, is at $5.50 as well. Does Mickey Walker make it a fairy tale return to the saddle?
Well, I hope he does for Mick, but I'm going with number one, Allison Rose, our best of the night here, Michael. I thought it was a superb debut. He was green. He didn't know much about it after only one jump out leading in. He was beaten for speed over 1,000 metres, and he flashed home there for second. He was really good through the line. He's a big, strong horse, and I think you'll appreciate the rider change here with Mark Zara replacing Carlene Heffel. So going up to 1,200 metres, he's certainly the horse to beat for mine. The 9, Touch of Patience, is a really interesting runner. He's a 4-year-old on debut for Brendan Horton. Obviously, come over with him from New Zealand. He trialled well at Cranbourne last year, and again, a decent jump out at Cranbourne recently. So I'm wary of him and the market. And the 7, Larry of Arabia. He was hard in the market on debut at Bendigo, but he was just plain, I thought, in third. But that was on a heavy 8, so perhaps can improve on firmer ground tonight. The 6, King of Swing, was beaten a long way at Mornington, but I thought he was okay there. He's trapped a little bit wide. Could improve into the money again here. My numbers are 1, 9, 7 and 6.
1, 9, 7 and 6 in race number 4 at Pakenham. The first leg of the quaddie is race 5 at 7:15. It's over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here, 6 and 12. Sharwin, the $2.90 favourite. Our Heidi, again from the Stokes stables at $3.90. Pavoir de Soir is at $6.50 and Cheerful Legend, $8. Who are you with here, Glenn?
Oh, it's the hardest race of the night for mine, Michael, and a field job in the quarter. I've got the 8, Sharwin, on top. She's really good on her day. Mark Zara booked a ride first up for Freedman Stable. I think if left alone, she can dominate from the front. Many leader favour bias there with the rail out. Definitely helps her chances. She was ridden quiet in a jump out recently, so I wasn't too keen on her there. But I think if she goes to the front, she'll be hard to beat. The four, Bigolino, into second, can run a big race fresh, like his most recent trial at Traralgon, and he was confidently backed winning his first and only start last year. I think he'll measure up here. From the 11, Pourvoir de Soir, who's in really good form at the moment. She was well-ridden to win last time at Pakenham. In for fourth. Throw in this runner in your multiples, Michael. I'm going to have something at the odds. 100-1, number seven, Savannah Lander. First up for Carol Heffernan. Ex-Butch Bourne horse. Recent jump out to Cranbourne had been good enough to be competitive here at a price. Certainly put it in your numbers. My numbers are 8, 4, 11 and 7.
8, 4, 11 and 7. So hang on. 8, 4, 11 and 7. It is 100-1, $17 the place. And you think it can run a hole?
Yeah, I thought the six jump outs to the new stable and the last few with Carol Heffernan have been pretty good. And you think the horses he's bumped into, Quintello, Star Patrol, Grand Promenade, he ran second to Split Grand Promenade and Shotmaker at his most recent jump out. He was hard ridden there, but he goes okay. I've always liked the horse, and I just thought certainly worth a chance there at 100-1.
All right, Salivander. At 100-1, $17 the place. Race number 5, number 7. That is going to be straight to the top. Hall of Fame legend status, if that can salute tonight. Give it strength. The next race that we're looking at is at race number 7, the third leg of the quaddy. The scratching here is number 8. Mark Holt is the favourite here. And hang on, I've skipped a race. Sorry, we've skipped a race. Race number 6 is where we are up to now. Zootalus is the favourite here. Scratch, 8, 10 and 13. Ken and Casey Keys train, the favourite at $4.60. Meltdown, $4.80. King Halston at $5. And Rasheen, $7.50. Do we need a few in this leg?
No, Michael, I think this is a race in two, and we're skidding up the quad here. I've got the 6, King Halston. I'm going to make my best value of the night, Mike Moroney. Comes across with strong form lines from New Zealand, and the New Zealand form has just stood up everywhere you look around Australia the last few months. So he's only one win from 7 starts, but he's been gelded since arriving, and Mark's are booked to ride. I think he can win from the local 11 Meltdown for the Philip Stokes stable, who I love to return first up behind Star Spirit and Star Lee. Both those horses have since run well again, one at Warrnambool, one at Sandown yesterday. She just might get too far back from the draw. Just worth monitoring the pattern there, but I think she's a strong winning hope. And the 5, Zootalus, can run a race, but looks under the odds as favourite for mine. It's got a poor strike rate. And we'll throw in the 8, Barclays Bank, who broke through for a deserved maiden win. I'm not sure he's got too much improvement here, Michael, but can be thereabouts again. My numbers are 6, 11, 5 and 8.
6, 11, 5 and 8. Race number 7, take out number 8. Mark Holt's the favourite for Patrick Payne, $4.80 first up. Oriental Legend, $5 and Jude Star, $5.50.
Yeah, another wide-open race for the third leg of the quaddy. Eclipse Solar goes on top for mine, the 5, dominated from the front at Sale, coming off the threshing, and just got nailed late there at Sale. If you repeat the performance, I think there's not a lot of competition up front, and he's right in the mix. From the 13, Black Bolt, coming back to a benchmark 64 is more his go. Gets the claimer on here with Sheridan Clark, taking 2 off his back. In for third, I have the 3, Oriental Legend, back on home soil. He had the pattern against last start. I think he can improve. And the 2, Mark Holt for the Petty Payne Stable, has a touch of class coming off a quiet recent trial. My numbers are 5, 13, 3 and 2.
5, 13, 3 and 2. And the last of 8 is at 8:45 this evening. Take out 8, 9 and 13. Gatecrash is the favourite for Patrick Payne. Hasn't missed a place in 5 starts. First up, $3.30. Captain Corelli, $5. Good push for this debutante in Australia. First run here for Sam Friedman. And it is at $6, Yellow Brick Road, Hamilton at $7, and then we've got Big Brew out at $7.50. How many do we come home with?
Yeah, just the 2, Michael, and I'll be backing them both. 1, Gatecrash on top, goes super fresh, as you mentioned, at this distance range, and he's building a handy record. He's had a stack of trials, so he won't lack for any fitness. The wide gate suits, and he looks really hard to beat. He was so much speed engaged, he'd be charging late. To beat the 7, Yellow Brick Road on debut with the international pedigree. He's a big watch here for Anthony and Sam Friedman. Took some winding up over 1,100 metres in a Mornington jump out. I thought he found the line well. So it'd be no surprise to see him win on debut. Beat the 2, Captain Corelli, who got the blinkers on last start and broke through. But this is much harder here. In for 4th, I've got the 9, Alva Dunn, blinkers on. Ran okay at Sale, chasing from the tail. He could improve. But just the two in the quaddie for mine. My numbers are 1, 7, 2, and 9.
1, 7, 2, and 9. All right, Glennie, how do we play tonight?
Best bet race 4, number 1, Allison Road. Best value bet race 6, number 6, King Halston. The quaddie field in the first leg, 6 and 11 in the second leg. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13. Last leg, 1 and 7. And our play of the day, keep it simple, daily double, 6 and 11 into 1 and 7.
Good on you, Glennie. Good punting.
Thanks, Michael.
Glenn Ingram with all of his selections for the Pakenham meeting this evening. That's it from me. Make sure you jump on rsn.net.au.